West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. An 18-year-old Douglasville man has been sentenced to serve 35 years in prison, followed by probation for the rest of his life after pleading guilty to several charges for his involvement in an altercation at the Exxon station at Bar J Road in Temple last November that resulted in the death of 44-year-old San Travis Lee. Investigators say late that evening, November 3rd, Eric Bernard Malone burst from his vehicle in a rage and started firing 18 rounds from his AR-15 platform semi-automatic rifle at close range into a Chevy SUV with six people inside as the victims were driving away. Lee was struck in the lower back, left shoulder, and left hand multiple times. Another passenger in the vehicle was injured. Warrants suggested the incident involved an attempt to sell marijuana. Two Carrollton City departments have joined forces to bring beautification and other improvements to Carrollton's City Cemetery. Carrollton's Parks and Recreation and Public Works departments will partner to remove four rows of asphalt in the Magnolia section of the City Cemetery and install sod, trees, and shrubs there. Work started on the project earlier in October, expected to take 6 to 8 weeks to complete. City will also add three flagpoles to fly the American, state, and city flags. The Parks and Recreation Department is responsible for maintenance and management of the park-like cemetery located on the west side of the intersection of Highway 27 and Alabama Street. The cemetery was established in the early 1800s, with the Magnolia section opening in the 1880s. Well, tickets and sponsorships are still available for next month's Impact Gala, benefiting nonprofit Impact West Georgia that oversees the Hope Center and Community Shelter and is committed to helping vulnerable people in our community overcome tough challenges such as homelessness, illiteracy, and access to health care.
A full meal will be served with desserts. We're going to have a live auction this year, which is a little bit different, as well as a silent auction. We've got a lot of great items. We've got a big green egg, a great big pellet grill as well. We've got a fire pit thing with stone all around it, really nice, as well as diamond ring, a hunting trip for the weekend. I don't know if you've heard of the Inn at Christmas Place in Pigeon Forge, but it's a gorgeous big hotel all decked out for Christmas year-round, and we've got a two-night stay there.
Impact West Georgia Executive Director Kathy Parsons was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice program.
If you can't make the gala, you can't sponsor the gala, we sure hope you can. Donations in any amount towards homelessness and veterans is always appreciated. You think you have to give $50, $100 a month. You don't. We love our $10 a month people because 10 of those make $100 a month.
And for more information on Impact West Georgia and the Impact Gala, that complete Community Voice program is archived online at newstalk1330.com. I'm Colin Worthington.